You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Snooker Championship with Ian McCulloch.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Snooker Podcast. We're down to the semi-finals of the Snooker World Championship, and joining me on the line to look into the action is former snooker professional Ian McCulloch. How are you, Ian?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You enjoyed the snooker this year?
It's been brilliant, hasn't it? It seems to be getting better as the tournament progresses, to be honest. We had a couple of really good quarterfinals, obviously Bingham beating O'Sullivan, and Trump playing absolutely out of his skin against Ding, so it bodes well for the final four, doesn't it?
It does, and an all-English semi-final lineup as well, which is a bit of a novelty, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to know the last time that was.
Yeah, it must be a few years ago now.
Without a Scotsman or a Welshman or somebody from China or something like that.
Yeah, it's a good lineup as well, isn't it, the semis? I mean, you've got the big names like Ronnie going out and Neil Robertson and Mark Selby, of course, but it's still a very good lineup, isn't it?
Well, you know, make no bones about it. You know, Stuart Bingham's probably going to be the outsider. But he's won the Premier League, he's won a ranking event this year, he's won the Australian Open. This lad's it's a big occasion player, as he proved last night against O'Sullivan. Hawkins, this is his third year on the trot in the World Semi-Finals, so obviously you can't flute your way to three World Semi-Finals, can you? It's just a great lineup of four players playing very well.
It is, and let's have a look at the two semi-finals. And the first of them is Sean Murphy against Barry Hawkins. That starts at around 1:05. Sean Murphy's 2-5. Barry Hawkins 15-8. You just mentioned there that Barry Hawkins in his third successive semi-final. Sean Murphy hasn't been to this stage since 2009, though, which was a little bit of a surprise. Playing well, how do you see it going, Ian?
Well, he hasn't been to this stage since 2009, Mark, but he's had a couple of heartbreakers. He's lost a couple of 13-12s in the quarterfinals and stuff like that. So it's not like he hasn't been right on the edge of being there. You know, Murphy's having a really good season. He's won the Masters this year. He just looks in really good nick, and he looks like he's ready to win another world title. Whether he does it or not is another thing. He's up against Barry Hawkins, obviously. Hawkins had a fantastic win last night against Neil Robertson. I mean, it's not often you watch a top player get beat when they've played at the top of the game, and Neil Robertson played at the top of his game last night. And Barry Hawkins is 60-odd break in the decider. He'll probably tell you it's the best break he's ever made. It's just an absolutely brilliant match. It's got the makings of another absolute classic. My worry is how much of last night has it taken out of Barry Hawkins? Murphy won reasonably comfortable against Anthony McGill yesterday afternoon. McGill, obviously, the hero of the tournament, beating Mark Selby and making 100 break in the decider against Stephen Maguire. Stephen Maguire in round one. So I just question, Murphy will probably be the fresher of the two. They played plenty of times in the past. He's 10-5 in front, is Murphy, on the head-to-heads. And I just think Murphy might just be the fresher of the two, and I think that could be the deciding factor. You can't put this one down to crucial experience because they've both got similar amounts. Obviously, Barry hasn't won it, Murphy has, but they both know what it's like at the business end. And I think Murphy's going to edge it.
Okay, would you put a scoreline on it? What would you be looking at?
He won't have it easy, but at the same time, I don't think he'll be really pushed, and I think he'll win with a little bit in hand. So if I was going for something, I'd be something. It's 17-11, 17-12.
Okay, 17-11 is 10-1, and 17-12 is 9-1 in the favour of Sean Murphy. On to the other of the semi-finals, Judd Trump against Stuart Bingham. Judd Trump is 100-30 on. Stuart Bingham is 12-5. Judd Trump's playing very, very well. But so is Stuart Bingham. And he did mention that he got a bit emotional after beating Ronnie O'Sullivan last night. And similar to Barry Hawkins that you just mentioned there, will that have taken a lot out of Stuart Bingham?
He ended up winning pretty comfortably come the end. So not comfortably, you never have a comfortable win, do you? But against Ronnie O'Sullivan. But I think it was the way he did it, to play well on such a big stage as this, that's probably, and obviously beat, even though for me, Ronnie's never the favourite for the tournament, although he always is in the betting. That's trade of fear, that why he's that short in the betting all the time, because they're frightened of getting the fingers burnt if Ronnie wins. But the reality is Ronnie doesn't win like he used to, doesn't win events like he used to, and I think he's going to be difficult for Ronnie to win another world title. But you can understand why Stuart, did get a little bit emotional. Trump, on the other hand, absolutely brilliant against Ding Junhui. Absolutely played out of his skin. He'll be the favourite for the tournament now. I actually think there's a little bit of trade of fear again here with Judd Trump, and he's too short. I think Stuart Bingham's a decent price. Stewart's not afraid of making hurdles. He's got over the hurdle of beating Ronnie to get to his first world semi. I don't think he'll worry about beating Judd Trump to get to his first world final. And I actually think there's a little bit of value in Stewart Bingham. Trump leads comfortably on the head-to-head, 10-5. But they've only ever played, a lot of the matches have been played over the shorter format stuff in the PTCs and the Championship League. They've only ever played over one match that's gone like to the first to seven, and Bingham won it 7-2 in the final of the Premier League a few years ago. So Bingham won't worry about beating Judd Trump. And in a way, being second favourite might do him a favour. It might put Trump under a little bit of pressure. Can Trump produce the sort of snooker that he produced against Ding Junhui? Because the balls he was knocking in and that was just doolally. I question whether he can hit that high. I mean, I'm not saying he can't, but to do it two matches on the trot's going to be some going. Can he hit that high again, sort of thing? And I think Bingham's the value.
Okay, would you put a scoreline on this one as well?
I can see it going all the way. I really can. I can see Bingham winning 17-15 or 17-16.
Okay, 16s and 14s respectively for those. Is it something of a price play with Bingham? I mean, if they take the betting out of it, would you still say he'd win?
Very tough to call, and I'm not being biased towards anybody there. Obviously Trump's got to be favourite, and again, Trump plays that sort of style that goes for everything and the traders for you, basically. You know, Bingham's a little bit more measured, but what you saw with Stuart Bingham last night, I've seen 1,000 times before. Once he gets into that groove and he starts going 70, 80, 70, 80, he's very hard man to stop, and he doesn't curry his play. He put O'Sullivan under pressure with that last night. O'Sullivan stopped, bottled it, and missed a couple in the last frame that he hadn't missed the whole match, basically. I think it's a real tough one to go. You know, betting out the equation, I still think it's a very close match, Mark.
Okay. Just a quick look at the outright betting as well before you go in. Judd Trump is 10-11, 9-4 for Sean Murphy. Barry Hawkins is 13-2 and 7-1 for Stuart Bingham. Who do you see going on to win it at this point?
Well, let obviously get a pin. Shut your eyes and get a pin. If I was backing anybody, I think I'd be backing Bingham. Just purely because he's the biggest price. You know, if he pulls off a shock, he won't be 7-1 in the final. And whoever is playing in the final won't be 1-7, so you'll get a trade out the other way.
Good stuff. Well, thank you very much, Ian. Good luck and enjoy the semi-finals.
Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.